Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, art, likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
Hey now, it's Johnny, and it's only Johnny. That's it, that's all you get.
I think somebody else will disagree with that. Hi, Ruthie.
What?
What a miracle.
You wanted it to just be the jamming show?
I love dudes. Arranged. That's true. I love dudes.
But yeah.
You love a good sausage fest.
Exactly.
Well, listeners, this happens to be the episode 750. 750, guys.
Look at that.
You figured we'll do something special for this episode, but no.
let me tell you something real quick, too. I stand by every one of those episodes that I'm in. You know what I'm saying? All quality. All gold stuff. All four-star podcasts. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. What was that? I wasn't listening. What was that?
Yeah, it's fine. No, it's great.
Episode 750.
Yeah. You know what? This is the one episode I don't stand by, actually. You know what I'm
saying? It's too boring a number.
I just vow this one.
Yeah, and listeners, if you can hear rain in the background, because it's actually raining where I live right now, so go figure.
It's raining there?
Yeah, it just started.
It's a thunderstorm. It's just a thunderstorm that's rolling through. It'll hit me pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, speaking of numbers, I was sent this Instagram reel video. You know how nowadays it's a trend about like, I'm filling the blank and then explain why that is kind of thing? You know? So you guys know what I'm talking about, right? Yes? No?
No? What are you talking about?
I'm going through all the Instagram.
You know, it's like I'm Filipino. And of course blah blah blah.
You know? Okay. Or, you should have kept going.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm filling the blank. Yeah. And of course blah 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 blah.
I call it the walk and talk. Because it's a walk and talk too, right?
Yeah. I have no idea why that's a trend nowadays, but it's a trend nowadays.
Why is anything a trend these days? But yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Why does anything become a trend anyway?
Yeah.
But speaking of episode 750, let's talk about 40. So there's this Instagram reel video that I was sent that I thought was kind of amusing. I'll put the link in the show notes, guys, but I'm pretty much going to say what's the title is I'm 40, right? So me and Jamin can relate here. But
you know, not really. I'm actually closer to, now that I'm turning 47, so I'm actually way closer to 50 than 40. But go ahead.
No. I disagree.
Yeah, of course you reject. Yeah, of course.
But anyways,
I'm getting closer to 40.
Right, so maybe these are some things that you might be able to relate. So I'll read one of the things he says here. I have it on mute, so don't worry, you won't hear anything. So he goes here, I'm 40. The only clubbing I'm doing these days is Costco and Sam's Club.
I've really amped up my Costco purchases this year, dude. This year, man. I've been there like 4 times. This year so far, and I've only went like maybe once or twice last year. I've really amped up my Costco because I'm buying now. I just like, you know what? I'm just buying for 2 houses, my house and my parents' house, you know? So yeah, I could definitely relate to this. Go ahead. What's next? Yeah.
Well, you know, Costco's become really cool. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, stuff that you can buy there now. You know, they have a lot of good Korean skincare.
And it's not cool in the sense that it's just an asshole because Albert knows this. We live in a heavily populated Asian area. And just if you don't go like early on, it's just asshole of people now. You know what I'm saying? It's not cool.
Yeah,
it's not
a pleasant experience. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people. I'm ass deep in Asians. You know, Koreans, Chinese, whatever. You know, it's all kinds. Anyway.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Next one up is, I'm 40. I have a newfound obsession with the weather. I have to admit.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, true. But before, I would never really care how cold or hot it is. But I would admit, the past like many years now, especially involving work, I'm like, how's the weather today?
I've mentioned this before too. Last couple of years, I think I've really sort of experienced like seasonal like depression, like during the winter months. Like, you know, like a lot of times, like now, like, hey, I'm not gonna go see a movie. It's too dark and cold outside. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's, you know what, it's gonna rain the next 6 hours. If not, if it is, I'm not gonna go outside. You know, I'm 100% on board on this.
Ruthie, are you close to that era yet?
Yeah, I care about if it's raining outside, I'm not going outside.
All right, here's another one that I can also relate to. I'm 40, we shouldn't have come here on a Saturday. Yep, I like to go on the weekdays for big popular places because there's less people that have to deal with.
Yep.
Yeah.
This one, to be fair to me, I've always been of the mindset, just go during like off hours. hours. You know what I mean? Not just because I'm in my 40s. You know what I'm saying? I don't like, I either go like really early to something, you know what I mean? Like right when it opens, or if it's like a lunch thing, I like to go like after 12, you know what I mean? I'll go like at 2 or something like that, you know what I mean? Or I try to go during off hours, during non-peak hours, basically, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's just not a 40s thing for me. I've been trying to do that for a long time. I just don't like people. Anyway, what's next?
Yeah. Because it gets too loud, and that's another thing where it's like, it's too crowded, it's too loud, like, I want to be there on an off day.
Oh, speaking of too loud, I don't know if this is part of the thing, but I don't know about you guys, but when I go to restaurants, like, I don't like restaurants that play, like, music now. You know what I mean? It's like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, because how can you talk to the people that you're with? Why am I even going out?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What is this, a club? What is
this? Yeah, I don't get, like simple restaurants run by, like, an 80-year-old Asian woman playing club music. Like, I don't get that. I don't get that.
I don't like any kind of music at all, even like those classical music. I don't care if you have like a piano there. I'm like, hey, shut the hell up. I'm trying to talk here, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Or like, or keep it at a minimum. Keep it at a minimum, just enough to drown out the other tables, but not enough to make you go deaf.
Yes. At the very least.
You know, I have a story to share. What's funny is the other, like about a month ago, I hung out with some friends at a rooftop bar. It was like way past midnight, way past our bedtime on a Saturday night. This bar wasn't very full, which is what I like about it. It doesn't get very crowded, but the DJ was going a little too hard. Like, it wasn't that kind of crowd, and he was going a little too hard.
Read the room.
Exactly. Like, you know how back in the day at clubs, when they turn the music off and the lights come on, that's when people start going home? Yeah. At this bar, when the music goes up, like when the music gets turned up and it gets darker, people are like, oh, it's getting really loud. I think it's time to go home.
It's like the equivalent of the teacher like flashing the lights on and off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Except it just gets really dark and it's like, I can't see you. All right, I guess it's time to go home and go sleep.
Okay, here's a few more. I'm 40. I'm starting to mispronounce celebrity names. I'm not sure why this is even like mentioned. I don't know. I don't know why that's even a thing that's made to mention.
To me, the thing I can relate to this is I was going to mention this as my segment later and stuff, but I'm starting to zone out on like the gossip and all the reality stars and all that stuff. I am starting to do that.
Yeah, maybe that's what it means. Like, you're more unfamiliar about celebrities.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah.
I'm 40. If there's no seating, I'm not going.
Yeah. Yep. Need to sit or book a reservation so that you can sit.
I don't know. I think I'm still willing to stand for certain events, you know, that require
your back
to stand.
Doesn't hurt when you stand for a long time.
Oh, well, yes, and your legs too, and all that. But yeah. But you know, if you're going to like let's say a Metallica concert and you're on the floor, you're not sitting.
Yeah, this is something that hasn't come up in my life because I've mentioned this before. I haven't been to a concert before, so this is nothing I can relate to.
Yeah. Yeah, like last year when I went to see them at the SoFi, I mean, I had a choice between sitting or floor, and I actually did choose floor, so go figure, right?
That's a personal choice.
I will say this, maybe it's not related, but if we go to a restaurant and I see there's like a line, I tell my friends, like, hey, you know what, what's plan B?
I'm the same way too. Yeah.
I'm sure this restaurant that everybody's in line is waiting for is delicious. But I'm sure the one without the crowd is just as delicious. In-N-Out's still making burgers, though, right, guys? We can still do that, right?
All right, I'll end it with this. I'm 40. I'm not starting a movie past 7 p.m. For me, I would say that's true if it's in a theater. If it's at home, I'm willing to watch it at 8 o'clock, the latest.
Yeah, I'm willing to watch a movie at 10 p.m. still.
But not in theaters, though.
Outside, not in theaters. No, anything past daybreak, no.
Yeah.
If it's getting dark out, we're not going to see a movie. It has to be like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Here's what I'll say for me personally. I'll change it to my personal life. My whole thing right now is like, you know, binge watching something at home. That's a young man's game. I'm not doing that anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm not watching. Yeah, you know what I mean? I used to be able to binge things. Like, I remember Squid Game. I'd watch like 1:30, 2:30 a.m. You know what I mean? I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not watching anything starting a new episode past like midnight at the latest. You know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't you, Mr. Like I'm waiting for the whole season to be here so that I can binge the whole thing.
But yeah, but to be in binge means, me personally, means one or two episodes now, you know, a day. And stuff like that. Wow. To me, a true binge, like a true, like to me, everybody, the one that everybody relates to is like, you have to watch not only multiple episodes, but it has to go past your bedtime. You know what I mean? I'm talking 1 a.m., 2 p.m. That to me is like a true binge. The essence of binging. You know what I'm saying?
I suppose that's true.
You watch it past a healthy time. You know what I'm saying? To me, like I said, I'm not watching anything past like midnight now. Like I'm too old for this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, if you don't have work tomorrow, I don't see the harm in that.
Well, that's a different. Well, that's a whole other thing. Yeah. But even though I know it's on weekend and stuff, I don't go past like maybe 12:30 at the latest. I'm old, man. I need my sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, and that's what. No, it's not yet. It's not yet, guys.
You know, I'm 40, and I can't remember how the podcast goes. I forgot. This is the 750th episode, but I have no idea how this is the structure.
You know, I'm almost 40 when I also still don't know what time we start or what day.
There you go. We did it again, guys.
It's the 750th episode of the show, and as of this recording, it's currently 12:29 a.m., March 19, 2024, in Powys, Wales, UK. And it's time to take a look and see what's up.
What's up?
Guess what showed up in the UK, guys? A mysterious 10-foot-tall monolith. It's back, y'all. It's back.
Oh, right on.
The aliens have returned.
Well, did we solve it the first time?
No, we did not.
We did not? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like I believe many assumed that it was an art installation, but there was nobody that really, I don't believe anybody really claimed that it really was. Remember in 2020, there were like monoliths that were showing up in like Colorado, California, Utah. Really, Ruthie?
No.
We mentioned this in the podcast.
Yeah. It's part of
how much we remember on this podcast.
I'm just saying. How can you forget the monolith?
The monolith. The 2000. Monolith. I mean, just back up a little. You know, the monolith is for the 2001 reference, the movie 2001. It's a black slab.
Well, this is not black. It's like, you know, silver, shiny looking.
Oh, they were silver?
Yeah, they were like steel. They were like steel monoliths. They weren't like black. Yeah. I don't remember them being black in 2020.
Oh, what? You can't even get the reference right. Yeah,
it's like 10 foot tall. And then the weird thing about it is that, of course, it just popped out of nowhere. There doesn't seem to be any tracks around it that showed that it was moved there.
Sure.
You know, so that's the mystery kind of thing.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, they couldn't be dropped with helicopters.
Well, but that would show some proof that it got there. Like somebody could have witnessed a helicopter going over there to drop it off.
Like a flight, they have to log in a flight plan. There'll be witnesses and stuff like that.
I believe the conclusion before was that, you know, they put it there in pieces and then they put it together right away so that they won't leave a trace. But nothing is verified. Nothing was verified.
I forgot. Did they take it? Did they somebody take it? Take it. I mean, move it afterwards.
Yeah, the parks that it was left in took it away because it was drawing too much attention.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
All right. See what happens this time.
It's back, guys. It's a sign. It's back.
Right. Sure.
Snakes. Do you guys want to eat snakes?
I have eaten.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Yeah. Apparently, in the near future.
We're Asian.
I've been to China, so of course I've eaten snakes.
Well, in the near future, you might be eating a lot more snakes.
Right, I heard about this.
Yeah, okay. Snakes might be the new high-protein superfood.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty gamey. Yeah, it's like a really gamey chicken.
Yes, because snakes survive really well in harsh climates and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. In the near future, where a lot of our resources for food is dying left and right because of climate change, snakes might be the only option that you might go to.
And apparently, pythons, the one that got released, the urban legend of pythons being released during that one Hurricane Andrew, something like that. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of pythons in the South and stuff like that. So, yeah, they want to focus that or market that python meat as part of the protein source of the future.
Yeah, snake meat is sustainable, high protein, low saturated fat food source, already widely consumed across Southeast Asia and China.
Right. And unlike some other animals, you just feed. You know, you feed, what, pythons, rats, which is plenty of rats everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. That's what,
bring him over to New York.
Honestly, I had it once, I believe, once or twice in my lifetime. I honestly don't remember the taste. I don't remember it. I remember it being neutral as far as, like, the taste. Like, I didn't really think of it. I didn't like it one way or the other. What about you?
Yeah, it wasn't anything remarkable, right? Like, it just, to me, it's just, like, chicken meat that, you know, that's not particularly different. It doesn't really, like, I feel like rabbit meat has a little bit more flavor to it, or even venison, but, like, this was just, like, just a little chewier than chicken.
Honestly, everything you mentioned, I have no positive feelings towards it in one way or another. You know, I've had, what do you call it, snake we mentioned, I've had rabbit. I don't like it. I mean, actually, I don't like rabbit and lamb and stuff. It's just too gamey and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm just
oily. Yeah,
maybe I'm just like, I have very bad taste. But I'm okay with chicken and beef and all. You know what I mean? I'm still not the, I'm not at the end of my rope when it comes to those things. You know what I mean? Or any kind of other seafood and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So
I'm so happy with pork and bacon. I'm pretty simple, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I'll appreciate other flavors, but, like, give me a good steak, give me a good pork, I'd still be happy.
I am swayed by the environmental argument of it all. Like, I am, I've mentioned this before, I've tried to eat less pork and red meat over the last few years and stuff like that. I do understand the environmental argument of it and stuff like that. I am. So, but yeah, as far as the actual taste, nothing about any of those things really stand out.
Yeah.
Nobody ever.
I actually never eaten steak before.
Oh. We had alligator or crocodile meat?
I don't recall. I really don't. If I did, it was just like one fleeting moment, and I just don't. I guess it wasn't memorable.
Wildest thing you've eaten? I mean, quote unquote, unusual, quote unquote, wild. Frog? Nope. Venison, we mentioned?
Venison, yes. Like that? I have, yeah.
Rabbit?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, okay. So you would say venison is probably frog?
Deer?
I've never had frog.
Deer, I guess.
Deer is venison. Yeah.
There you go. Deer. I've eaten deer before, yes.
Shark? Everybody's had shark before?
Shark fin soup?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, if it was real shark fin soup. I don't even know if it was real or not, but But since I ate this in the late 70s, early 80s, probably was real shark fin soup.
Yeah. So, yeah. It probably was. I mean, I will say this, though. Yeah, the shark fin soup I've had when I was back in the 80s and probably early 90s, it was delicious. But I am totally okay with not eating it because of environmental reasons and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Sustainable reasons and stuff like that. But it was delicious and stuff, especially with the red, what was that, red ginger or something like that. It really is good.
All right, moving on. This is a story of TikToker Megan, who talked about her relationship with her husband and how it ended and how her marriage ended. Right, she would explain that her husband
ended well, peacefully, amicably.
Well,
no drama.
Drama ish, you know. But her husband would often go on runs on his own when he got home from deployment, right? And what was kind of weird was that he would not He would not let her go. I'm not sure what kind of. Okay, whatever.
Imagine he actually did that. Like, honey, I'm going for a run. He puts out the air quotes. Like, what? What does that mean? Come back here.
It's like, oh, where's your husband? He's upstairs in the bathroom.
Oh, that kind of run. Oh, I thought you meant like literally go outside.
See, I wasn't sure what you were referring to. With your pun.
Like going outside running, like having a fair or something like that.
Well, that's the thing, though. See, in your punny joke, I wasn't sure which direction you were going, so mm-hmm. I went for the number two option.
Somehow number two is worse. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's worse when I read the next sentence. She explained that his red flag behavior, including not letting her go on runs with him. Well, if you're going number two together.
guys, what brings you to divorce court today? Well, we drifted apart when we stopped going on runs together. Wait, what?
By runs, do you mean the one involving walk, running, or with your feet, or with your butt?
I don't know. What's going on here? He wouldn't let you inside when he was. What's happening here? All right, let's continue.
Okay, before the listeners get too confused, by running, I actually do mean with your legs and feet running.
There you
okay? See? All right. Okay. Yeah. Now that is established. Okay, she explained that he would go on random runs and wouldn't let her tag along with him.
Yeah.
Right. And then suddenly he's all like, you know what? We need to take a break from each other.
Mm.
So she got suspicious. Like, okay, what's going on here? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apparently, they have this app called Strava.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Strava?
No, but context clues tell me that it's the app that tracks your miles, your running and stuff.
Yeah, steps. Yeah. It essentially, you can track each other. It's kind of like find your friends kind of situation, right?
Right.
So they have this thing called Strava.
Yeah, zero steps.
Not serious stuff. Okay. So she ended up looking out, and apparently they follow each other on Strava, like find your friends. Like, so, okay. So she like looked around and she said here, to quote her, the cherry on top ended up being looking at his Strava running maps. What I ended up finding through the Strava running maps was that he would start his run at our house and he would end it at her house. She lived probably a half a mile away.
There you go.
Yeah.
Talk about the most predictable ending to a story ever. But yeah.
I know, right?
I know. But I think a lot of people nowadays take for granted that there are people who, you know, like the Find Your Friends thing is the best example, I think. Yeah. If you're part of that group of find your friends, like my mom. My mom will always like look and see where everybody is.
Yeah,
right?
I was surprised last time I was there how you guys all follow each other. I don't.
I'm not part of that ecosystem, so no, not me.
I follow my.
You broke me into it.
Oh, really?
She texted me screenshots. She's like, "What are you doing here?" And you're actually following me? What is going on?
You know, she's retired. You know, she has some time in her hands. I wonder what the kids are doing.
Yeah. I follow my parents and I follow my nephew, but I've never, unless something actually comes up, I actually don't look at it. You know,
you're never curious.
No, it's just for emergencies only, or like if she's on her way or something like that, then I'll look at it. Or if my nephew, because my nephew every Thursday goes to the village here, the little strip mall over here, I always check in at the beginning, at the end, make sure he gets home. That's it. You know, yeah.
Okay.
It's definitely not, for me, it's definitely not a conversation thing. Like, hey, where'd you go yesterday? It's not like nothing like that. Even to my parents, like, hey, you were at Ranch 99 yesterday. Where'd you guys go by? It's like, it's not. That's no.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that they would do. It's like, we saw you were at so-and-so or whatever.
What would happen if you guys hit unfollow? It's like, or block.
How does that work? Like, will it be a social thing where it's like, I want to put myself off that list, but I don't want to tell them that I want to put myself off that list?
Yeah, and also, how does it start too? Do you guys, when you guys get together, they say, "Hey, everybody, get your phones out. Let's just follow everybody." Is that
started? Remember, it's kind of like permanent. If you're part of that family group or whatever, and find your friends thing, it's just there, right?
Wait, you can't stop it? I'm pretty sure you can.
No, you can stop it. But like I said, it becomes a whole thing. It's like, do you want to be that person? Like, oh, I want off that friend group.
Yeah,
you know, kind of thing.
I would. I mean, yeah.
It's like, maybe you would. You know, it's like, but I think.
I mean, you can always just get a new phone and say, oh, new phone. Who
did?
Who followed me?
But doesn't it follow your, like, your account or something? You know, and not only that, but
when you set it up again.
Yeah. Okay. Now,
I think if you set up a new phone, if I go from one iPhone to another iPhone, all the apps will be ported over and stuff like that. But it asks you again. But I think it asks you again.
Yes,
it
does.
Or like a reminder. Hey, you're part of this on location thing. Do you want to continue or something like that?
Yeah.
I say nope.
But I can already imagine my mom going like, hey, I can't find you in the app anymore. What happened? And then you're like, I got a new phone. I didn't turn it on.
Who this?
And then she goes like, okay.
Oh, so put it on.
So put it on, exactly. And then what do you do? Then what do you do? Would you tell my mom like, no.
Enough of the hypothetical. What do you guys have to for the next podcast?
Use it to your advantage and just go. No, I don't feel like doing it now anymore at all.
I think one of you guys have to do it. Somebody has to do it. Somebody has to bite the bullet for content. We'll follow this up next week. You know what I'm saying?
I got nothing involved in this because I have an Android. So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, you can't follow me because I don't have the app.
Well, I think we also figured out why Albert is such an Android performer now. This has got to be it. This has got to be the reason.
Yeah.
It's kind of like why I have cats, because a lot of people don't like cats or are afraid of cats or are allergic to cats. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that's what's up.
What's that?
You can find this podcast on an extra drumming for episode 750.
Woo! My bad.
We can find this podcast on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads as well at Albert5x5.
And you can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and RuthieScats.
You can find me on the social media, JIAMINGLOU.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whowhatwhereswhy.com. Before I wrap this up, there is this article that I read here. It says here, Film Fanatic smashes Guinness Book of World Record after watching 777 movies at the cinema in a year.
Wow. Like,
777 is quite a lot, right?
I'm sure we
can all agree to that, right? It says here that he saw this many movies between July 2022 and July 2023. The previous record was for 715, set by somebody in France in 2018, right? He said on a yearly basis, he would watch an average of 100 to 150 films. Hey, buddy, I do that myself. So, yeah.
That's reasonable. Because anything over two a day is remarkable. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Right, so he, and of course, to get the record, he has to actually be watching it. He can't be like, you know, leaving right. in the background doing something else. He has to actually watch it. Oddly enough, he uses. Oh, go ahead.
He also can't just punch in and just like, hey, where's the exit? Right, he has to actually sit through the whole thing.
Right. As far as like how he records this in the theater to show to Guinness, I have no idea. It doesn't say it here, but he was monitored by cinema employees during each screening. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. Wow. Did he pay them for this? I mean, huh? But anyways.
Oh my God. He's here again, guys. Whose turn is it? Go watch him.
So he used Regal Unlimited, right? Which actually works for him better than Subs A-List, because Subs A-List is your maximum to three a week, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Regal Unlimited, you can watch like as many movies as you want, but only at five at a time kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Right? So basically, he worked every weekday from 6:45 a.m. to 2:45 p.m., and then after that, he would go to the theaters and watch three films.
Oh, my God.
So every day, he would watch like three films, right?
That's a lot, man.
Yeah, that's a lot.
At work?
After work.
Yeah.
Oh, so basically his entire evening, he would just be there.
Yeah, and he would watch an average of 16 to 17 movies a week.
Which I have done. I know.
Yeah.
In my life,
three movies
I've done
a night?
No.
Only a handful of times I've done it in my lifetime. To do it for like a calendar year, that's remarkable.
Yeah.
It's a remarkable thing.
But here's
the thing. Do you not have a family?
That's the other thing. Do you have a picture? What are we looking at here?
I mean, so it's a balding guy with glasses, okay? But besides that point.
Again, I thought the last story is the most predictable ending, but this is also the most predictable ending.
But here's the part where I go with contentions, okay? It says here, he originally wanted 800 films, but he couldn't get to that number, you know, because life. But the film...
That's where life comes in. 800 is where life comes in. Yeah, that's it.
So this paragraph right here is where I'm like, what? He goes here, the film Zach watched most was Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, which he saw 47 times.
Jesus. Wow.
Some of his other most watched movies were the Super Mario Brothers movie, which he saw 35 times, and Thor: Love and Thunder with 33 viewings. Right. So, why are they counting repeat viewings? They count that? They count that? That seems like a cheat.
Not only that, but you'll notice two out of the threes are animation, right? And I bet if I remember correctly, the runtime on those are a little bit shorter. You know what I mean?
That does help.
Yeah, my guy's not watching like what do you call it? He's not watching Killers of the Flower Moon, two or three times a day, is it?
Or Oppenheimer three times a day.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's still impressive. It's still impressive. Not to take anything away.
I guess.
Impressive. I mean, impressive in one sense. Not impressive in the sense that this is a. I don't want to fat shame or say he's a sad little man, but I just did. You know what I'm saying? The guy definitely died. He definitely had a heart attack. Huh?
Did he die in movie theaters?
He definitely ate too much popcorn with salt and butter. He definitely had a heart attack.
And too much soda.
Yeah.
And theater hot dogs.
I wonder if he's taking advantage of... He might be buying... Because you get refills with large popcorn and large soda, right? So you might be... That might be his... That might be his only... Yeah, his meals and stuff like that. He might be eating. I mean, he has no time to eat anywhere else, right? Even if he ate outside, there's no way he's... having like this healthy lifestyle if he's watching three movies at night, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking because like he's not sleeping.
Yeah, he definitely had a heart attack and passed away in the theater. I think, and you know what? I think that's what he would have wanted. You know what I'm saying? I think that's how he wanted to pass away. He died doing what he loved.
Theater.
alone in a movie theater.
Okay, so the sentence here goes here. As someone with Asperger's syndrome, Zach attended this record to raise awareness about autism. He also used his attempt to raise money for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Oh, well, now that part I feel bad for.
And he goes he goes here, I am a suicide survivor and have lost people I care about to suicide.
Oh, now I feel really bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I guess if he's in the theater all the time, somebody's watching them, then yeah, it's a good strategy. Wait, what? What's going on?
All right, guys. This was episode 750 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who at Worst Why production. Episodes, guys.
Whee! 750.
All magic, by the way. Again, all magic. All 4-star episodes. Don't regret any of them.
No? Well, none whatsoever?
Well.
No, they're all great. No, they're all great. I decided. They're all great.